Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
You ever have somebody in your life that is unnecessarily competitive about something? Like, bro, chill. So I told you last week, if you were listening, my son and I, we played my first time playing pickleball. Super fun, by the way, if you've never played pickleball. There's a place right downtown by Goose Island. You can go and rent courts for like $30. Big City Pickle, I think it's called or something. But it was super fun. So we're playing pickleball, and there's four people, so two couples playing against each other right next to us. And all of a sudden you hear, "Get it together! Hit the ball! That was in!" And there is this woman. I respect her for it, but she was all over her man about not playing up to her standards. So she was competitive. And this wasn't like a tournament or something. It was just for fun. So she is what I would call at that point unnecessarily competitive. Which, while I understand it, I would still call it unnecessarily. So let's do this. You get to call somebody out in your life. Maybe it's you want to call somebody out. 312-946-4995. Do you have somebody in your life that is unnecessarily competitive about something? Maybe it's Monopoly. Serious stuff, right? Finances, no joke. Chris, you got someone that's unnecessarily competitive?
One of my friends, Andrew. So the video game called Minecraft. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah. My 8-year-old nephew is all about it. So he gets competitive in Minecraft, huh?
Oh, yes, very. Some like different types of games you can play with.
How old is this human?
Oh, he's like 19 years old.
19, okay. So he's an adult. I feel like there should be a rule. Like if you can fight in the army or you have to pay your own rent, you shouldn't be yelling at the computer.
Oh, yeah.
I say that as I throw my Fortnite controller all the time. But we're not talking about me. Marla in Niagara Falls, you have someone in your life unnecessarily competitive?
Yes, my husband.
Your husband? Marla, did you lose your voice?
Yeah.
It's like kind of soothing too at the same time. So Marla, what is your husband competitive about?
He is very competitive with bowling. We went on our first date bowling 25 years ago and he's never let me win.
So you want him to let you win?
I would have liked to, but he's never let me win.
Does he rub it in every time he beats you? That's pretty funny.
Oh yeah. He's just very competitive.
I'm sure nothing's a bigger turn on than a guy that rubs it in your face when he beats you in bowling.